From WSIU Radio News, I'm Jeff Williams. Good morning. It is Friday, March 20th. We'll see kind of a mix of sun and clouds. Then skies becoming increasingly cloudy this afternoon. We'll also see falling temperatures dropping to around 48 degrees late this afternoon. Winds will be out the southwest at 14 to 16 miles an hour, becoming north-northwest later in the day. Illinois State Police are investigating a fatal accident that happened last night along Interstate 64 in Washington County. Police say a semi-truck was westbound in the left-hand lane of the interstate, passing a slower-moving vehicle, when a passenger car moving at a high rate of speed clipped the rear end of the semi's trailer. The car overturned multiple times into the median. Troopers say the female driver was ejected from the car and fatally injured. The identity of the victim is being withheld pending identification and notification of family. The accident happened around 8:30 last night. SIU System President Dan Mahoney has postponed the search for a new chancellor for the Carbondale campus. Because of the COVID-19 threat, Mahoney says all candidate interviews scheduled for the next 2 weeks will be conducted at a later time, possibly in April. He says that's in the best interests of the candidates and the university community. Yesterday, the SIUC campus canceled its regular May commencement ceremony because of concerns over the COVID-19 outbreak. Well, the number of COVID-19 cases in the state continues to rise. The count stands at 422 in 22 counties. State Public Health Director Dr. Ngozi Ezike says people need to take this seriously.
This coronavirus is an equal opportunity virus, no respecter of age, person, zip code, gender. It can infect anyone, and even healthy people.
Ezike says the state's testing laboratories are doing about 2,000 tests per day, and that is only for people who already have the virus. As bars and restaurants are closed or are only serving customers through curbside pickup or delivery, Governor J.B. Pritzker signed an executive order to help ease the burden on small businesses.
By allowing a 2-month delay in sales tax payments to the state and to local jurisdictions, and we're waiving late filing fees and interest starting tomorrow, Friday, March 20th.
And the website for small businesses to apply is disaster.sba.gov. Williamson County leaders have issued a disaster declaration as the county works to provide support and get help from the state and federal authorities. County Board Chair Jim Marlowe says the declaration will free up funding and other resources. During the coronavirus outbreak, the CDC is asking people to stay home except to get groceries, go to doctor's appointments, and to give blood. WSIU's Amelia Blakely has more.
As masks and tests are limited, so is the American Red Cross's blood supply because of canceled donation drives, according to Red Cross spokesperson Joe Zidlow.
We're just getting killed. I mean, nationally, we've had over 2,700 blood drives that have canceled, and that's resulted in 86,000 fewer donations that we have.
Since the coronavirus outbreak, Zidlow says the Red Cross made changes to ensure staff and donor safety, like following social distancing rules, offering hand sanitizer throughout the process, and checking temperatures.
We want to stress that donating blood is safe. People shouldn't hesitate to give. There's no connection with coronavirus donating blood.
Zidlow says donating blood and following CDC guidelines to avoid the spread of the virus are not mutually exclusive, and both can save lives. For WSIU, I'm Amelia Blakely.
SSM Healthcare is joining other agencies in offering COVID-19 testing to patients in southern Illinois. The organization operates hospitals in Mount Vernon and Centralia. They say the sites require evaluation through SSM's COVID-19 virtual visit page or an SSM doctor. If the patient meets CDC testing criteria, they'll be given directions to testing. And because of concerns over coronavirus, grocery stores are changing their procedures. Many stores have altered their hours to allow for cleaning and restocking, including Schnucks, Kroger, and Neighborhood Co-op in Carbondale. Kroger and Schnucks will also be setting aside hours for seniors and vulnerable people to shop. Kroger will be allowing seniors in from 7 to 8 a.m. and Schnucks from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Neighborhood Co-op has also changed their deli to serve to-go food only, and is asking customers not to bring their own containers for coffee or bulk items. The store has also suspended sampling and removed all product testers from the shelves. Recapping the forecast today for your Friday, we'll see kind of a mix of sun and clouds, then becoming mostly cloudy. We'll also see that temperature drop. We're going to fall to around 48 later this afternoon. Winds will be out of the southwest at 14 to 16 miles an hour, becoming north-northwest later today. That will give way to cloudy and cold conditions tonight with an overnight low of 31. Then tomorrow, partly sunny and cool with a high of 46. I'm Jeff Williams, WSIU Radio News.